Do you want victory? You can have it in Christ Jesus.
Time once again for Abiding in Christ with Jim Wood.
You have to step back, evaluate the various positions in light of Scripture, and then re-engage with a godly perspective.
Pastor Wood is the founder and executive director of Ware's Valley Ranch, a Christian home and school for kids from crisis situations.
Jesus said, "As the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. Abide in my love."
You can contact the program by calling 866-41-ABIDE or by visiting us on the web at pastorwood.org. And now, here's your host, Jim Wood.
Well, we've been studying the book of Hebrews recently, but we finished. And this morning, we're going to be looking in Psalm 25, and I'm going to be reading this morning from the New Living Translation. The book of Psalms is right in the middle of the Bible, and Psalm 25, this is God's word. O Lord, I give my life to you. I trust in you, my God. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in you will ever be disgraced, but disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Show me the right path, O Lord. Point out the road for me to follow. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity and their children will inherit the land. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me? Protect me. Rescue my life from them. Do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. O God, ransom Israel from all its troubles. May God add his blessing to this reading from his holy and inspired word. Some people seem to think that if they really surrender their lives to the Lord, they won't have any battles. They won't have any opposition. Everything will just go smoothly. As David says in this psalm, they will live in prosperity and their children will inherit the land. Well, sometimes, but that's not always each year, each month, each day. About half the psalms deal with enemies because enemies are a part of life. Whatever we're going through, we need to be focused on the Lord. But In the midst of that, as we seek to focus on the Lord, anybody looking at our circumstances might say, it looks like you're surrounded. That's what David was feeling. He says, I am alone, verse 16, and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Verse 19, see how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. Protect me. Rescue my life from them. So the first thing I would say this morning is the fact that whatever problems you're facing, that's not an extraordinary circumstance. All of us go through difficulty. New Testament says, no temptation has overtaken you, but such as is common to man. God is faithful and will not suffer you to be tempted beyond what you're able, but with the temptation will also make a way of escape so that you may bear up under it. God will be with us in the midst of our trial. And God has already secured the victory. Our victory is in Him. Jesus said, in this world you will have tribulation, but don't be afraid. I've already overcome the world. So the outcome is certain. But some of us want to get the trophy without having to run the race. Some of us feel like if Jesus has already won, then shouldn't I just be able to coast? I mean, am I really supposed to have to fight my battles if Jesus has already won? Well, the way we fight our battles is by finding our rest in Him. Look at the opening line of this psalm. O Lord, I give my life to You. I trust in You, my God. Have you done that? That's where it starts. If you want a life of victory, it starts with giving your life to the Lord. He has claim on it already. He created all things. You wouldn't exist if it weren't for God. But God not only made us, when every single one of us went our own way, rebelled against Him, said, no, I want to be in charge. I want to be the boss. I want to be in charge of my own life. All of us did that. It's not as if, well, you know, some of you have sinned. All of us have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That is the nature of man. Sadly, we are all born sinners. We're sinners by nature. We don't become sinners because we sin. We sin because we are sinners. David refers back to the sins of his youth. Verse 7. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love, for you are merciful, O Lord. Verse 11, he says, for the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. The wonderful thing is, in order to give our lives to the Lord, we don't have to have lived a sinless life. Because then none of us could be saved. But the fact is, no matter what we've done, no matter what we've been through, no matter what we struggle with, we can begin as David begins this psalm. O Lord, I give my life to You. I trust in You, my God. Are you trusting in yourself or are you trusting in Him? David says, I trust in You, O Lord. Do not let me be disgraced or let my enemies rejoice in my defeat. No one who trusts in You will ever be disgraced. But disgrace comes to those who try to deceive others. Do not remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of Your unfailing love, for You are merciful, O Lord. For the honor of Your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Over in verse 18, feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. Three times in this psalm, David cries out for forgiveness. That is part of the model prayer that Jesus taught his disciples to pray. Forgive us our debts as we have forgiven our debtors. Do you forgive others? You'd probably find it easier to do so if you would first remember your own sin. We're not in a position to be condemning other people when we realize that we deserve God's wrath. And God has chosen to forgive us. Jesus says, if you don't forgive others, your Heavenly Father doesn't forgive you. So, those who try to deceive others will be disgraced. Just be honest. Confess your sins and receive God's forgiveness and cleansing.
You are listening to Abiding in Christ with Pastor Jim Wood. Pastor Wood is a popular speaker for family and marriage retreats, conferences, and pro-life fundraisers. If you are planning an event, a retreat, or conference, and would like to invite Pastor Wood to speak or teach, please visit pastorwood.org and fill out our speaker request form. At this site, you will also find over a dozen books authored by Pastor Wood and his wife, Susan. Again, please visit pastorwood.org today. That's pastorwood.org.
To step out of my comfort zone into the realm of the unknown where Jesus is.
Then David also in verse 4 says, show me the path, O Lord. Show me the right path. Point out the road for me to follow. I have decisions to make. I have over and over all the time, do I do this or do I do that? Should I go this way or should I go that way? Should I wait or should I press on? Lord, show me the right path. God knows the end from the beginning, and he has ordained a path for you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and do not rely on your own understanding. In all of your ways, acknowledge him and he'll make your path straight. God promises that. So, he not only says, show me the right path, O Lord, but look at the next verse. Lead me by your truth and teach me, for you are the God who saves me. All day long, I put my hope in you. You know who I'm counting on? God. I'm an old guy now who's having to make decisions about retirement. I'm not always going to be earning a living. At some point, I'm going to have to rely on investments. Well, what do you invest in right now? What would be really smart? You know, God knows, and I ask him to guide me, and then I remember, if all my investments totally fail, I still have God. He will take care of me. All day long, I put my hope in you. You, Lord. God's not going away. All day long, I put my hope in you. Remember, O Lord, your compassion and unfailing love, which you have shown from long ages past. He says, I'm counting on God who has already been so faithful. Don't remember the rebellious sins of my youth. Remember me in the light of your unfailing love. Think of me, Lord, in terms of your love, for you are merciful, O Lord. I'm not looking for justice. I'm looking for mercy. That's what I need. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who don't make mistakes. Wait a minute, maybe I need my glasses. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. In other words, all of us mess up. All of us make mistakes. All of us turn aside at times. And when that happens, the Lord says, well, that's it for you. I'm done with you. I put you on the right path and you made a detour. So forget you. No. The Lord is good and does what is right. He shows the proper path to those who go astray. He leads the humble in doing right, teaching them his way. I'm so glad God hasn't given up on me. On YouTube they have, and I'm not recommending YouTube, by the way, but I do look at YouTube sometimes. And on YouTube they have what they call fail videos, okay? It's a collection of embarrassing, stupid things that people have done. And I mean, think of America's funniest videos times a billion. People do stupid things. People make mistakes. And I look back sometimes, I'm reminded of stupid things I've said and done, and it's embarrassing. Some of them are on the greatest hits tape. You know, they just play over and over in my head, and I think, how could I have been so stupid? God, have mercy on me. I was so foolish. I was so wrong. Please, Lord, I know you've already forgiven me, but I'm really embarrassed when I think back to that. Well, the Lord leads the humble in doing what is right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads with unfailing love and faithfulness all who keep his covenant and obey his demands. If you want to do the will of God, God will make sure you do. If you really want to do, the times we go astray are when we really prefer something else to the will of God. And it's always stupid. I mean, God's will for our lives, Romans 12 says, is good and acceptable and perfect. Well, if God's will is perfect, anything else that we choose is less than perfect. It's not good, it's not acceptable, it's not perfect, it's stupid. It's evil. It's destructive. We get hurt because we're not doing what God says. I love the fact that he prays back in verse 4, show me the right path, point out the right road. And then he says in verse 5, lead me. And then he describes, he leads the humble, verse 9, in doing right, teaching them his way. The Lord leads, verse 10, with unfailing love and faithfulness, all who keep his covenant and obey his commands. You know, that's better than having him point out the way. God does point out the way. He does show us the right way, but then he leads us in that way. He leads us in doing what is right. You're not alone when you're walking with God, and he goes before you and comes alongside you and surrounds you with his love. For the honor of your name, O Lord, forgive my many, many sins. Who are those who fear the Lord? He will show them the path they should choose. They will live in prosperity. Their children will inherit the land. That's talking about the end game. Meanwhile, we may go through really tough times. The Lord is a friend to those who fear him. He teaches them his covenant. My eyes are always on the Lord, for he rescues me from the traps of my enemies. Now, verse 16 and following shows, and we already read this, but it shows that circumstances can be tough along the journey, even when you're walking in the Lord's way, even when the Lord is leading you. He leads us sometimes through the valley of the shadow of death. Turn to me and have mercy, for I am alone and in deep distress. My problems go from bad to worse. Oh, save me from them all. Feel my pain and see my trouble. Forgive all my sins. See how many enemies I have and how viciously they hate me. When I was in seminary, right at the start of seminary, we were required to take the MMPI, the Minnesota Multiphasic Personality Inventory. And it had a bunch of questions on there that were designed to basically see if you might have some deep underlying psychological problems. And so it asked, for instance, do you ever feel that you have an enemy who is out to destroy you. Well, I had already studied psychology in college, and I knew that paranoia is a real debilitating problem for some people. But all of a sudden, my paranoia kicks in, and I'm thinking, wait a minute. I don't want to look like I'm paranoid when I'm filling this out. But if I answer it honestly and biblically, they're going to think I'm nuts. Because, yes, I do know that I have an enemy who's out to destroy me. But do I really want to say that I feel like I have an enemy who's out to destroy me? Well, yeah, I'll go ahead and be honest, and if they think I'm paranoid, so be it. Let me ask you, honestly, do you recognize that your real enemy is a spiritual enemy? The weapons of our warfare are not fleshly. They're spiritual. And the biggest battles that you and I have to win are not against people. Even if we have people who are out to get us, and folks, I've been there. I had a group of people who literally promised that they would not eat until they'd killed me. And they weren't speaking figuratively. They weren't talking about damaging my reputation. It was a group of men who wanted to kill me because they didn't like what I'd preached against racism. As you can see, they did not succeed. Hunger eventually overcame their hatred. So, if somebody killed me at this point, I would get promoted to glory. Because the fact of the matter is, I am going to transition from this world to paradise. I'm going to heaven. And so I don't have to fear earthly enemies. But having lived through that and having had a few encounters since the 1970s, where people made threats, I know this. It is no fun having physical human enemies who are out to destroy you. It is no fun being lied about. It is no fun being attacked verbally. But my real enemy is much shrewder than that. And so, whoever my enemies are, whatever difficulty I'm going through, I can join with David in saying, protect me. Rescue my life from them. He says, do not let me be disgraced, for in you I take refuge. That's our hope. That's our confidence. That's our security. That's our peace. That's our joy. It's all in Jesus. May integrity and honesty protect me, for I put my hope in you. The reason that integrity and honesty are of value is if you're trusting in him. And then you don't have to try and deceive others, cover your own sins up so that nobody knows how you messed up. You can be honest. The reason why a lot of people are not honest is they're afraid of what might happen. He says, the reason I'm not afraid is because I'm going to be honest. I don't have to be afraid if I'm putting my trust in the Lord. Oh God, ransom Israel from all its troubles. Wow. Just a few verses earlier, he was talking about, I'm alone. And now David's saying, Lord, I'm not just praying for me. I'm praying for my nation. Ransom Israel from all its troubles. Lord, our only hope is in you. That does not change from situation to situation. That does not change from generation to generation. You, O Lord, are our only hope. You are our refuge. You are our fortress. We run to you. Guide us in the way that we should go. Lead us in the way that we should go. And we will be careful to give you all the praise. In Jesus' name and for his sake, amen.
You've been listening to Abiding in Christ. If you have questions that you'd like for us to tackle on the program or comments you want to make, I want to invite all of you to contact us at 866-41-ABIDE. That's our toll-free number, 866-41-ABIDE, or contact us on the web at pastorwood.org. That's pastorwood.org.